AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's semi-official news agencies report the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard attacked a third ship today in the Strait of Hormuz. It further muddies the possibility of new ceasefire talks. The deadline set by President Trump was today, but he extended it. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president needs to end this.
Because Trump is digging himself deeper and deeper into this hole. Every day, we see more trouble in the Strait of Hormuz. We see an Iranian leadership that is more militant. We see the nuclear materials they have even more hidden. So they're making a huge, that's the mistake they're making.
Oil prices are higher over the uncertainty in the talks and the status of the Strait of Hormuz. On Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says oil and gas prices will be going down.
I can tell you that it is my belief that when we talk about gasoline, that the crude market is currently in what is known in the energy business, a very steep backwardation, which means that the future prices are much lower than we are at present. I think the conflict will end.
The Supreme Court is clearing the way for a veteran wounded by a suicide bomb in Afghanistan to sue the government contractor for whom the attacker was working with when he built the explosive.
The court ruled in the case of a former Army specialist, Winston Hensley. He was wounded in a 2016 explosion at Bagram Airfield that killed five people. Hensley sued after an Army investigation faulted the company's failure to supervise an Afghan employee who built the vest on the job site inside the base. The ruling reverses lower courts that found the company was immune because it was working for the federal government. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Dave Mason, co-founder of the psychedelic British band Traffic and songwriter behind Feelin' All Right, died at his home in Nevada. He was 79. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. There is a leadership shuffle at the Trump Media Company.
The head of the company behind Truth Social is leaving. Former Congressman Devin Nunes is out as CEO, replaced by digital media executive Kevin McGurn. Trump Media and Technology didn't give a reason for Nunes's departure, but the company has lost more than $1.1 billion since it went public 2 years ago, and the stock has plunged 67% since Trump's election in 2024, wiping out $6 billion of investors' money. Trump Media was formed by the family as an alternative to other social media platforms and recently branched into cryptocurrency and prediction markets. McGurn says Trump Media is poised to take off as it conveys the president's singular vision. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump repeated his call for Congress to pass legislation that would rein in college sports at a time athletes are allowed to move freely from school to school and command salaries that put athletic departments in financial peril. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.